Welcome back to Schizophrenia Life. Hope you guys are having a wonderful day or evening, depending on where you are. I just listened to the last podcast episode. And because I was like, oh man, it's been like 20 days since my last podcast. And then I realized it was August 9th, not September 9th. So it hasn't been 20 days. It's been a month and a half since my last episode. Time gets away from me. I don't know what else to say. I couldn't even believe it just now. And so even though it's almost midnight here, I'm going to go ahead and do an episode right now. Because I swear to y'all, I didn't even realize it's been that long. Basically, right after the last episode, I rushed to get as much done on the house as I could. And then my sister flew in with her kid for a week. And so I had that going on. So, and then they left and I've just been working. That's it. That's all. Work and life, you know, three kids. It's a lot of work. Obviously three kids is a lot of work, but work is a lot of work. As a software developer, you're always behind. I've never met a software development team that's not behind. You're always behind. We use software to prioritize stuff. So we set everything, we give everything priorities because say you have, at any given time you have 200 things to fix, whether it's updates, new versions of stuff, or bugs. You probably have 100, 200, 1,000, whatever it is, things to fix, and you have to give them priorities. And so for any two-week period, you have to set your priorities, like how much can I get done in 2 weeks? And so you pick the most urgent things and you do those. And if you finish all of them, then you get the next priority stuff and continue on. So you're always behind. And I took a week off while my sister was here, so I was another week behind. And so it's just, it's been time consuming. But y'all don't want to hear about that. I'm just trying to explain how I lost track of time, and it ended up, instead of 2 weeks like I thought, it's been a month and a half. But I've also been trying to squeeze in golf. I wish I could play golf every day, train, not really play, because obviously I enjoy every time I'm playing golf or training. Obviously I enjoy it, but like if you see me when I go to the course, I'm not like having fun. You know, you see the guys out there drinking beer and, you know, not even really trying. And I'm out there really trying. Like I show up an hour before my round and I'm hitting balls on the range, trying to correct things in my swing, trying to swing faster. And then I do the round, and yeah. So I'm getting better, but the thing is I don't have time to play or train. I've only been able to play like once a week, sometimes twice a week, but on average, the last month or two, I've only been able to go once a week. And then there was a few weekends where I was able to go Saturday and Sunday, but I had to go at 6:30 in the morning. That's my dream. If I could do anything, I don't want to be a software developer for the rest of my life. My dream would be to be a professional golfer or make money playing golf. So that would be YouTube, TikTok. I've pretty much turned my TikTok into golfing. And that's my, if I could, you know how they say follow your dreams. If I could follow my dream, I would acquire sponsors enough to pay the bills and then basically train, 8 hours a day. And hopefully within a year or two, turn professional. So that's what, I mean, I'm always looking. I've been looking for the last 5 years, obviously. If I can somehow find a way to make money playing golf, that's what I would do. Because it doesn't even feel like work, you know? When I'm coding, my day job right now, when I'm coding, I know it's work. It feels like work. Not saying I don't enjoy it, but it's work. When I'm working on my putting, when I'm working on my swing, when I'm out on the golf course, that doesn't feel like work. I can sit there and hit 100 shots trying to get one thing right, and it doesn't feel like work. And so it resonates with me, like when I hear, follow your dreams, you need to be doing what you love. Well, I would love to do that, but I have three kids, married with three kids. So I can't just quit my job and go play golf. Because, like I said, it's gonna take a year or two to. I could do it in a year. I bet I could do it in a year. But I'd have to play 7 days a week, 8 hours a day. And I could get it done in a year. I could turn pro in a year. But I have to work. I have to pay the bills, Kids gotta eat. I can't just go full time unless I have sponsors. And so I see all these people. Like, there's one guy on TikTok who gives people money to follow their dreams. And he's like, yeah, just post in the comments and I'll give you money. And I'm like, all right, I'll post in the comment, but I guarantee I'm never going to see any money. But it's cool to think about, I just, playing once a week or twice a week, which is all I can do right now. I'm just trying to keep my head above water, playing once or twice a week. I'm not gonna get good enough. You gotta train hard. You gotta play 7 days a week, and you have to spend at minimum 4 hours a day, plus the hour before the round. So maybe time after working on whatever you messed up. So let's just go with 6 hours minimum per day training. And you need a coach. I don't have time to do that right now because I got to pay the bills and I can't afford a coach right now. I don't even have golf shoes. You know how bad it sucks playing in non-waterproof shoes? As you know, when you go play in the mornings at 7 in the morning, everything's wet. You know, by the second hole, your feet are soaked. And I hate having soaked and cold feet. But they want like $200 for fucking golf shoes. And I'm like, I don't spend $200 on shoes, period. You know, the last two pairs of shoes I bought were $15. You know, it's like the Walmart special. That those are the shoes that I buy. I don't waste money on expensive shoes, you know? I do have like I guess shoes to go like when I wear a suit. I do have shoes like that. That costs obviously more than $15, but I only have one pair of them and I wear them like once a year. So they stay in good shape. The daily shoes, yeah, $15. I have looked at. I'm getting way off track. I don't know what I'm talking about. This is why you should never do a podcast at midnight. My brain's not working 100%. At the moment, because I've been up, I started work this morning at, it was six, before six. So, in a couple hours, I've already been up for 24 hours. And I did go play golf today during lunch. I took a little bit longer of a lunch today so I could go play nine holes, which I stopped on hole seven when my ball went in the water. I was just like, you know what? I gotta get home. I had to run and pick up something for the wife and get home and get back to work. So I was just like, you know what? You did good. I mainly went. I needed to get some more videos anyway, for TikTok of golfing. And I hit some amazing shots today. Like, the first three tee shots were perfect. Perfect. And I hit three fades in a row off the tee. And my whole golfing experience, I always draw the ball, so from right to left. And most people either draw or fade. Most non-professionals. Professionals can do both. I normally draw. The last 2 weeks, I've been trying to learn to fade, and it's so much easier. I mean, it's harder and easier at the same time. But dead center of the fairway, first three holes. And then I got to the fourth hole and had a mental breakdown. Yeah. Fifth hole was good. Then the sixth hole was terrible. So the fourth hole broke me. Then the sixth hole was just even worse. And then I get to the seventh. And I mess up completely on my tee shot, so I'm like, all right, I can still do good. And I decided to take the safe option and lay up, so I did that. And then my third shot, I'm gonna go center of the green. And I just sliced the shit out of it straight in the water, and I was just like, I'm done. I was stuck behind a group anyway, so I was like, I'm not even gonna wait on them. Just the car's right there, let's go. I mean, at least on the weekends, if I go early enough, I can get a good 4 to 6 hours if I go, first thing in the morning. So I don't know. I just really need to, if this is something that I'm serious enough about, then I should be able to find sponsors. And I've been chasing that. I've been basically sending, I guess, friend requests on LinkedIn to basically everyone on LinkedIn that's involved with golf, like professional golfers, caddies, owners. I've been trying to basically friend request as many people in the golf industry as I can, just to basically one, get information. So I've messaged, a couple of the caddies, and some of the players, and basically trying to get just information. And then hopefully by making enough connections in the golf industry, I can eventually, find out how to get sponsors. And normally the only way to get sponsors is to for go professional, win, and then once you win, then the sponsors come. The issue with that is I need them before, so I can train every day in order to go professional. So I'm really stuck because I just don't have enough time. And I hate when people say they don't have enough time, because it's basically priorities. When you say you don't have enough time, you're basically saying it's not a high enough priority. And so, yes, playing golf is what I want to do, but paying the bills and putting food on the table is a higher priority. So, if it's between doing my job so that I get paid and put food on the table, and going out and playing a round of golf, the job's gonna win because I need to pay the bills. And that's it. That's basically, it's really hard. If I would have done it when I was younger, before I was married, maybe I could have done it, but I was in the military at that time, so. I completely went off track from what I wanted this episode to be about, and I basically just talked about my dream. I guess it's been on my mind a lot lately. Like, the how bad I want it, And so every time I don't get to play, like I said, maybe one or two times a week, but when I go, man, I'm really training. And like at home when I'm working, because I can work from anywhere as long as I have a computer and internet, when I'm working, when since I work on the computer, say every hour I'll get up for a couple minutes to stretch my legs or whatever. And so when I get up, I keep golf clubs obviously in my room, and I'll get up and just work on my swing. It gets the blood pumping. It helps because you're practicing your swing so often. And ever since I started doing that, I've seen a lot of improvement. Now, I still get out there and shank the shit out of it, but once in a while, but I've definitely started hitting a lot more fairways, and my chipping has been amazing lately. Like, my short game is so good right now. I played with this guy the last 2 weekends. Not this last weekend, we went to this new golf course. Oh, I say new, like one I've never been to, and it was brutal. It was the hardest golf course I've ever seen. They took a ski resort and turned it into a golf course. And so you're literally hitting basically straight up a hill, like a ski resort hill. And then basically the next hole you're going to be hitting down the ski resort hill. It was brutal. Just walking up and down that all day. But the weekend before that, we were playing at the course I always play. And I remember every great shot that I've ever hit in my life. I remember every really good shot. And whether it's on the range or during a round, every single great shot I can picture it in my head. That's how much I don't remember every good shot, great shot. Like where you basically the weekend before last, I was on, I believe it was 15th hole. And I did a decent drive, not great, but decent. But I pulled it to the right just a little bit, which basically put me behind trees that I would have to go over. So it was a blind shot to the green, and I was about 180 from the green. And I was just like, you know what? Fuck it. And I just ripped it straight. I drew it straight over the trees, over the water, like there's water down the whole right-hand side. And the smart play would have been to play basically a layup left and then go for the green when you can actually see the green. And I just said, fuck it. And I ripped a 5 wood over the trees. And as we're walking, and I knew it went pretty straight. But as we're walking to the green, I'm looking around in the rough around the green trying to find my ball. And I'm like, I don't see my fucking ball. And finally, I get right up to the green because as I'm walking up, I'm looking all over the ground trying to find my ball. And it didn't occur to me to look on the green, and it was behind the hole, maybe about 5 feet away. It was awesome. It's shots like that that stick with you. A couple, maybe a month ago, I was on the third hole and I was 160 out. No. I was 140. I was 140 out, and it was another blind shot. You can't see the green. And I hit a 8 iron and landed it. And this one I have on video. So you can actually see this shot on video on TikTok. I hit a 8 iron, blind, can't see the green, and I landed it like less than 3 feet from the hole. And all of it's on video. And then you see me walking up, and I'm like, oh, this is amazing. I'm gonna get a birdie, blah, blah, blah. And then I fucking miss the priceless. Because I was shaking, because I was so like excited. And then I just fucked it up. I mean, I at least got a par, yeah. But man, that second shot was amazing. And that's what there's one professional, I forgot who it was. I can't remember off the top of my head, but I remember hearing about there's one guy who records on paper every shot he's ever hit in his life. He's got notebooks and notebooks and notebooks of every single shot he's ever hit. And he's a professional golfer now, and he records every single shot he's ever hit. But I just remember the great ones, like the really good shots that I hit. I remember all of them. Anyway, you can see I'm passionate about golf. I love it. A lot of people don't like golf. A lot of people find it boring. I've been trying to get my kids to play golf. None of them will play with me. They'll play mini golf. And so I'll take them and play mini golf, even though mini golf is fun and all, but I would prefer to play normal golf. And I've been trying to get my kids into golf, and their reasoning is it's too much walking. They don't like to walk that far. Anyway, I went way too long. It's really late, and I will not let it go so long between episodes again. I didn't even realize it had been that long. So I apologize. Hope you guys have a wonderful day, and